My first reaction said this, because Parfait Kolela was the leading opponent in the election that is taking place right now. He was the greatest opposition leader, so that made me very sad to hear that he passed away. And everyone in our country saw that video, is going viral on social media. Everyone can see the legacy, finally the legacy of Parfait Kolela, saying that I'm dying, but you need to go to vote. Go and vote, not for me, but go to vote to change the overall political game in the country, because the Congo has suffered a lot from the dictatorship of Denis Sassou Nguesso. He told everyone, go and vote, not for me, but for the generation to come. I think that make me, in the same time, very sad, because someone is going to die, and the same person who's dying just gave us that legacy. It's very strong for me.
How do you think the late Guy Brice Parfait Kolela will be remembered in Congo-Brazzaville politics?
Guy Brice Parfait Kolela is a great figure in the political arena in the Congo-Brazzaville. Brice Parfait Kolela entered politics with Denis Sassou Nguesso. He has been Minister of Commerce, and he has been also minister in charge of public administration. Since 2015, Guy Brice Parfait Kolela entered opposition to Denis Sassou Nguesso.
Mr. Kolela was running a campaign in the presidential election on Sunday. Do you think the election should have been postponed?
This election should be postponed because there is an article in the Constitution, the 70 article, that say that if a candidate is seriously ill, the election has to be postponed. If a candidate just dies during the election, that election is to be postponed. So everything is clear about that. There is no doubt that this election should be postponed. Unfortunately, the government is not talking about the death of Guy Brice Parfait Kolela. It's very sad.
On Sunday, I did speak with Mr. Kolela's campaign spokesperson, Mr. Mayanda, from Brazzaville. He indicated that Mr. Kolela had been diagnosed with COVID-19. Is that what he died from?
I'm not sure about that. We have to wait a little bit to see exactly what's happened about that. We have been told about that COVID-19, but I think that the best way to do it is to ask for an autopsy for everyone to be sure of what happened to Mr. Kolela. This country has a very bad history, violent history in our country. Mr. Kolela is not the only one political figure to die in our country. There is a lot of people who passed away in that country. So I'm skeptical about this reason they are giving of the passing away of Mr. Kolela.